Good morning.
早晨好。
Let's begin with prayer.
从你祷告来开始。
God, thank you for this morning.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
As we study your word, when you speak to us.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你对我们的心说话。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
All right, we have been looking at worship in the Middle Ages.
我们看了中世纪的敬拜。
We saw very grand worship.
我们看到这个很宏伟的敬拜
very beautiful worship,
然后很美的敬拜
but worship that sometimes was very distant.
但是有的时候呢这个敬拜好像跟你很遥远
the people were not involved.
人们都没有参与来教堂的人
Let me ask you from last Sunday.
从上个星期开始我问大家一个问题
Anything of your worship
在你敬拜的时候有没有对你的心说话
Did you worship?
你有没有敬拜
Or did you watch?
或者你就看着别人敬拜就是这个前面的敬拜诗歌里边的歌词对我的心说话
Alright, let me read a scripture.
我们来读一节经文
Hebrews 4
希伯来书第四章
Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司
Jesus, the Son of God,
就是神的儿子耶稣
let us hold fast our confession,
便当持定所承认的道
and then verse 16,
第十六节
let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace,
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前
that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need,
为要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助
the reformers said,
这个改革者说
We have a high priest,
我们有一位大祭司
Jesus,
耶稣
and through him, we can directly draw near to God.
靠着他,因着他,我们可以直接的来到神面前。
We do not have to go through an earthly priest.
我们不需要再经过地上的一位神父一位祭司我们就可以直接来到父神面前
and so they rejected the doctrine that separated us from access
所以宗教改革的时候他们就拒绝了那个教义就是把我们跟神分开的那种教义
the idea they called the priesthood of the believer
他们称为是人人皆祭信徒皆祭司
that is every believer can come directly to God in worship through the Holy Spirit and through Jesus Christ.
靠着圣灵每一个相信的人可以直接的来到神面前
This influenced many things.
这就影响了很多的事情
For one thing, it is the reason we have the Bible in our language.
这个就导致我们今天有我们自己本族语言的圣经
Because the reformers believed that if every believer is to approach God,
因为那个改革的中的这些人就是新教改革的相信，如果每个人可以直接来到神面前
，the way we hear Him speak is through His Word.
我们听到神对我们说话是通过神的话语。
And so we must have God's Word in our own language.
所以我们。每个民族都应该有自己的那个圣经译本。
And so one of the great emphases of the Reformation.
所以呢，这个宗教改革它最大的一个影响就是一个强调就是
was making the Bible available in the language of ordinary people.
就是让普通的人都可以读到圣经，都可以得到圣经。
And one of the great battles of the Reformation was that process.
所以呢，这个宗教改革它一个很大的征战，就是在这个关于这个圣经可以让普通人读到的这样一个征战。
Scores of people were killed.
那很多的人就被杀了。
For their efforts to translate the Bible into German, into English.
因为他们想把圣经翻译成德语，翻译成英语，因为他们这样的努力，他们就被杀了。
Martin Luther, William Tyndale both did their translations while they were in hiding.
然后马丁路德跟丁道尔都是在他们东躲西藏的过程中就翻译了圣经。
And so that was one of the big emphasis.
那是一个很重大的强调。
Another emphasis
另外一个强调就是
came out of their belief that I put on the backboard a couple weeks ago.
就是我在后边所写的就是他们的信仰就是
Our worship shapes our theology.
就是我们的敬拜其实是塑造了形成了我们的神学。
And I told you that you can really put that say in either direction.
其实我上次说到这是双向的。
Our theology shapes our worship.
就是我们的神学观，我们的神学观念会塑造我们的崇拜。
That is what we believe shapes how we worship.
那就是我们的那个我们怎么想的，我们的对神的看法，我们的神学会塑造我们的敬拜。
What we believe shapes how we worship.
我们所相信的，我们的信仰会塑造。会形成对我们的敬拜有影响。
But the reformers knew that the opposite is more often true.
但是呢，这个宗教改革时候，那些人士也知道，这个另外一个方向也经常是真实的，是对的。
How we worship shapes what we believe.
我们如何来敬拜，也会塑造我们的信仰。
In other words, most of us do not start by figuring out intellectually. These are the things I believe.
我们绝大多数人不是说先去想说思想上思维上说这是我所相信的。
And then from that,
然后从那个相信的之内信条之内
figuring out how should I live, how should I worship, how should I act based on those beliefs.
然后不是说因为我知道了我头脑中所相信这些东西然后再决定说我应该如何生活如何来敬拜。
We think we do that. We say we do that.
我们口头上这样表述说我们是这样做的我们是从我们所头脑中知道的然后引发出来下面这一串的
But in real life,
但在实际的生活中呢
most of us have a way of practicing, a living,
我们都有一个生活方式
a way of worshiping,
我们也有一种敬拜的方式
and then we read the Bible to find things that support what we practice.
然后呢我们就会读圣经的时候呢就会读到那些找到那些支持我们这样的生活我们这样敬拜的方式的这个经文
I have been reading a set of books a series of books on a difficult topic that's affecting our society
我在读一套就是影响我们现在这个社会观念的这个文化的一套书反正不是很好读
A former student who is involved in this difficulty this problem asked me to help him
然后我有一个以前的学生呢他就是在这个问题中他就让我帮助他
And so I began to read as much as I could from both sides
所以呢我就开始读双方的这个观点读他们的书
Both using the very same set of scriptures because there aren't that many scriptures on this topic
两方呢用的都是同样的经文因为关于这个话题的经文其实圣经上不是很多
Both claiming the same theological beliefs
他们两方的这个神学的这个信仰观念都是一样的
And coming to exactly opposite practices in their life
但是呢却导致在实际生活中完全两种不同的就是生活方式
And yesterday I was studying it some more
昨天呢我就更仔细的在那学习
And all of a sudden it struck me
突然之间就让我打动我让我想起来
If I decide what I want to do
如果我已经心里决定我想做什么
I will probably be able to fit the Bible into what I want to do
那我可能就想因为我心里边已经定义要做什么那我可以把圣经其实里面的经文放在我已经想做的这个决定我的生活方式中
And in practice that's what we tend to do
那在实际的生活中也是我们经常会做的
So the reformers said how we worship and how people worship is going to guide what they believe
所以宗教改革人士就说我们如何敬拜其实会影响到我们的生活方式
So they made major changes in the structure of worship
所以他们在这个敬拜的这个结构架构当中做了很多重要的改变。
I told you last time, worship in the Middle Ages was in what language?
我上以前讲过，中世纪的时候呢，那个语言是什么语言呢
？Guess question.
是什么语言？他们用什么敬拜的时候用了什么语言？
The old people won't remember, but y'all.
Uh-oh.
You're letting me down. I was counting on you.
No.
Latin.
Latin.
Maybe a long time before Latin.
And how many of the people knew Latin?
多少人就懂拉丁语呢?
Not most of them.
绝大多数人都不懂拉丁语。
Including many of the priests.
包括这些神父，他们也都不懂拉丁语。
Who could read the words but didn't know what they meant.
他们可以读这个词语，但是不知道这个意思是什么。
The reformers said we must worship in the language of the people.
所以这个改革，宗教改革的人就说，我们必须得用圣经是用人们读得懂的语言来看。
They said we must have the Bible in the language of the people.
所以呢，我们应该给就是以人们懂得的语言来让他们读圣经，要翻译圣经。
One of the reasons education became very important in Protestant countries.
所以在那些新教改革的国家，教育之所以变得那么重要
，was so that people could read the Bible.
他们教育的目的就是让人们可以读圣经。
Music changed dramatically.
那音乐呢也是有很大的改变。
It was no longer a choir.
不再是说一个合唱团在台上。
It was the people.
而是这个会众。
They were no longer singing music that was unfamiliar and difficult.
他们不再唱那个对他们很不熟悉也很难的那些歌曲。
They were singing tunes that were easy to learn.
他们在学习那些曲调容易学习的歌曲。
Everything was geared towards involving the layman in worship.
他们所有的这些努力都是要让参与的这个普通的会平信徒可以参与到敬拜当中。
Now to this point, I think all of us would agree that this is all positive, right?
到现在为止，我们大家是不是觉得这些都是一个积极正面的方向呢？
The emphasis on scripture.
他强调圣经。
Involvement of the congregation.
然后呢，会众的参与。
Then let me move to some dangers.
但是现在我来移到这些危险当中。
Because one of the big dangers is this.
其中的一个很大的危险就是。
If I say.
如果我说。
The priesthood of the believer means that every person here has access to God.
如果信徒接祭司就是说每个人都可以到神面前。
Do you see how if that is misunderstood, it can lead to some problems?
你有没有看到如果这点被误解的话会带来什么问题呢?
Because one person says, well, God told me to do this.
因为有一个人会说、啊、神告诉我去做这个。
And the person next to them says, oh, no, God told me exactly the opposite.
然后在他旁边人说不是这样的神告诉我完全相反的一个。
And remember, everyone has access.
你要记住啊，每个人都可以到神面前呢。
So there's no authority.
所以呢，这个没有权柄。
And once that happens, what do we have to do?
然后这样发生了，那怎么办呢？
This person has to have a church, a denomination, a group of churches eventually that believe what they think God
believes. 那这个人呢，他得有一个自己的教会，就是找一群。
And this person has to have another one.
那利用这个人他有他自己的教会然后就越来越多就是不同的宗派派别
I drove past a place a while back
然后有一阵以前我开车经过一个地方
On one street corner there were four churches One on each corner
在一个十字路口呢有四个教会每在四个不同的角落
And I sat at the light thinking
然后我就在等红绿灯就想
This is Martin Luther's fault
这个就是马丁路德的过错
Because
因为呢
One of the dangers of the Reformation
因为呢宗教改革的一个危险就是
is this constant dividing into smaller and smaller little divisions
就是大家不断的就是慢慢的分成越来越小的这个一个派别
This happened in worship
然后这在敬拜中也发生
and really what I'm wanting you to think about this morning because I know we're
going to talk about
there were two ideas that developed and I want you to think about which of theseGuide you and guides our church.
然后呢，我有两个观念。那你想一想是，到底是哪一个是引导你，也引导了这个我们的教会
？And I don't plan to tell you which I think is right.
我不计划，我不想告诉你们哪个是。
I simply want you to think about this.
我只是想让大家来思想。
Martin Luther,
马丁路德,
the Anglican Church and its descendants,
然后那个圣公会, 他包括他后来的,
taught what was called the normative practice,
他就是,
of worship.
他们,
normative, I'm sorry, normative principle of worship.
他们教导的就是这个叫做正规的常正规的一个原则。
And I'm sorry, I just realized I should have sent you those words in advance. She's finding out about this just the same time as you are. I apologize. The normative principle of worship says this.
它这个正规的这个敬拜原则是这么说。
If something is not forbidden in Scripture,
如果有些东西它在圣经里边没有被禁止,
we are allowed to do it in our worship.
那我们就应该允许他们来做。
Okay, as long as the Bible doesn't say don't do this,
只要圣经上没有明白的说不要这样做，
we can do it.
那我们就可以做。
So for the Lutherans,
所以对这个就是路德派。
Luther loved the worship of the Roman Catholic Church. He loved the majesty and the beauty.
那路德他是很喜欢这个罗马天主教会的这个敬拜，就是那种威严啊庄严这种很美的敬拜。
So in Lutheran churches,
所以呢在路德派
there were beautiful stained glass windows.
他们就有那个很美的这个彩绘玻璃。
Because nowhere in the Bible does it say thou shalt not have stained glass windows.
因为在圣经上没有说你不能有彩绘玻璃。
They had beautiful choirs.
他们也有很美的这个就是合唱团。
And what they would do is this.
他们要做的是
the choir would sing part of the hymn.
然后是这个合唱团唱一部分那个赞美诗
with very beautiful, very ornate and complicated music.
是非常美的，也是装饰性很强的这个很美的音乐
And then the congregation would sing the same hymn.
然后呢会众呢也会唱同样的这个赞美诗
Very simply and easy to sing.
但是呢却是简单了很多很容易唱
Because the Bible doesn't say thou shalt not have a choir.
因为圣经上没有说你不能有一个合唱团
They had organs.
所以他们有风琴
They had incense.
然后他们也有这个香
They had much of the structure of the Roman Catholic Church.
所以呢他们的很多的这个架构结构是跟那个罗马天主教会还是挺相像的，有很多原来的元素在里边。
Other reformers,
别的这个改革
，this comes from Calvin,
这是从那个加尔文来的。
Later the Anabaptists,
后来就是那个重禧派。
The regulative principle,
他们就是就是另外一个就是规则化的。
Let me explain it.
我就来解释这个词。
Says,
他们说。
Our worship is regulated by Scripture.
说我们的这个敬拜呢是被圣经所规整的。
And so if Scripture does not command us to do something in worship, we are not allowed to do it.
他们就说如果圣经要规范原则
Okay.
Translation.
So one is saying as long as Scripture doesn't forbid it, we are allowed to do it.
一个是说只要圣经不禁止我们就可以去做。
The other says, unless Scripture commands it, we are not allowed to do it.
另外一个就是说，除非圣经命令指导我们要这样做，我们就不去做。
Now, let me do this before I give you any examples.
让我先给大家这样做，然后再给你一个再给你。
Only knowing what I've told you so far.
第一个其实我是标准原则，第二个叫规范原则。
How many of you are inclined to think I would support the normative principle?
在我给你讲之前
，If the Bible doesn't say we can't do this, we should be allowed to do it in worship.
多少人会说我支持这个叫做规范原则，就是说标准原则。标准原则是说只要圣经没有禁止的，我就可以去做。
How many?
多少人会
？Okay.How many of you at this point, are you raising your hand?
我到现在就是这样。
How many of you at this point are inclined to say, no, I think I would be on the regulative side, that well, if the Bible doesn't command it, we shouldn't be doing it.
多少人是在第二个原则，就是说是在规范原则，就是说圣经上没有指令的，我就不去做。 多少人在这个？
One, two,
所以有两位，刚才有两位，
three,
三位，这次有三位违反原则。
How many of you don't think we should be worshiping?
多少人认为
？That's the only other choice. I'm sorry, but we have
worship here. 第三种就是说，我们就觉得反正我们就是要敬拜。
And I'm sorry, you all have to go to different churches.
你们两个是不是应该跟我们有不同的想法
？One is normative and one of these regulative.
你们兄弟俩一个是。
Okay, so most,
I think,
yeah, a majority here leans towards the normative.
所以我们好像大多数人呢是向着这个标准原则。
Let me give you an extreme example.
我给大家一个极端的例子。
An example that comes from a writer who greatly supports the regulative principle.
The second one, right? 就是有一个作者。
And he says, here is the danger for those of you who raise your hand on the normative.
他是很支持这个规范原则，就是第二个，就是说只做圣经上的许可。他说这个危险，你们同意这个标准，同意这个标准原则的人呢，你们的问题在于。
And he gives a real life example.
他就给了一个真实生活中的例子。
Of being in a church.
说你到教会里。
That the pastor says, everyone stand.
牧师说每个人都站大家都请大家站
起来 Turn to the person on your right
然后转向你右边的人
And give them a back massage
给他们非常给他们按摩一下
Turn to the person on your left
然后再改转到你左边
And give them a hug
给他们一个拥抱
And this writer said
然后这个作者就说
I really wished I was in a church that followed the regulative principle
他说我真的是希望我是在一个教会像他们的敬拜原则是这个规范原则
Because that would be forbidden.
因为在规范原则里面他们会不会就是会禁止
In other words, you cannot do in worship something that is not directly commanded.
因为规范原则的他就是说如果圣经上没有给出一个命令一个指令就不要去做
About what?
Need to have in the Bible.
Okay.
他说讲那个哪达跟亚
比。They make a mistake about regular versus normative.
他们的犯的错是规范原则吗？还是这个标准原则
？I think.
我觉得哪达跟亚比。
That their mistake goes beyond that. Most people think that the strange fire is beyond simply a using something that wasn't commanded.And it goes to doing something that was forbidden.
因为刚才 David 问的是那个喇叭跟亚比户献反火嘛，那麦牧师的回应就是说，其实他们的问题不是在于违反了规范原则或者这个标准原则，而是说其实超过这个。有的人大家以为是这样，但实际上不是这个。
It's a very good.
这是一个很好的问题。
Very good question.
Yeah. 其实他们在于他们。
I tell you what, can you find a reference for me while I'm talking and I'll come back to it?
翻到那个经文，然后我们找。
I should know it's Numbers, but I don't remember.
I think it is Numbers. I thought it's 11, but.
Or Exodus, okay. If you can find it. Now, let me ask you, with that extreme example, does anyone who leans towards normative say, no, I think we better go back to just doing what the church says?
有些人多少人是希望说、哦、我们还是应该回到这个规范原则就是圣经上说标准原则就是应该是、那个、
Let me give you an extreme for the regulative principle.
那我给你一个危险就是给这个规范原则的危险。
For Calvin and his immediate descendants,
就是对于加尔文跟他紧接在他后边的他们那一派的
down to today for churches that are very strict on this,
一直到今天就是很严格遵守他们的这个教会
we cannot sing any hymns except scripture.
你唱的圣诗除了是圣经上的这个他们好像听说只唱诗篇都不能唱别的
Those are the only songs.Directly commanded in scripture.
因为只有那些歌那些诗歌是圣经上直接的就是命令的吩咐的。
So they sang only the song.
所以他们只唱诗篇。
When Isaac Watts began to write his hymns,
所以当那个艾萨克牛顿开始写那个赞美诗的时候
it caused a very unholy uproar.
所以呢就带来了一个不圣洁的或者怎么说一个震动吧
Because
骚乱
the words when I survey the wondrous cross on which my Savior died are not found in scripture, and so we shouldn't be singing it.
因为他唱的每当我思想奇妙之教救主竟为我死这些歌这些词呢没有在圣经里边。
I once for a short while did music at a church that the pastor believed in the regulative principle.
我曾经就是在一个教会待过一阵那个教会的牧师是相信就是这个属于叫规范原则。
But he also really liked hymns.
但是他又很喜欢这个赞美诗。
And so he had found that what we would do is this.
所以他就找到一条怎么做的。
As long as a hymn is a good hymn, somewhere it has to trace back.To the teaching of Scripture, so we can use it. Calvin would have said no, absolutely.
但是如果问加尔文，加尔文肯定说不行。
There were no stained glass windows in Calvin's churches.
在那个加尔文教派，他们的那个教会教堂里呢是没有这个彩绘玻璃的。
That's not commanded in Scripture.
因为圣经里边没有说。
Some of the groups, not Calvin himself,
有些那个群体不是
加尔文教派 but some who followed this went back to worshiping only in private homes.
那有些跟随这个他们甚至就最后就是只在家里面聚会
Because nowhere in the New Testament
因为在新约里边没有说
is there a church building separate from the private homes.
因为新约里没有说跟这个都是在家里聚会的没有说一个教堂一个建筑
Did you find that reference?
Leviticus
在刚才讲到那 在利未记第十章讲到那拿跟亚比户
I tell you what because I have to quit early today let me address that next time
那我们下一次
But it's a very valid question
那是一个非常
Plus I probably need to do some things I think the strange fire is a bit beyond this question, but it's still, let me look.
那个反火是超过这个问题。
No, exactly.
他到底说他这个在陌生的这个反火是什么意思呢
？But I think there's a couple hints in the passage that point us to it. I'll come to it. Here's what I'm wanting you to think.
我想大家想思想的是。
Do you see the very different approaches to worship in these two ideas?
你看到这两种就是去敬拜的不同的方式吗？这种思想，这种观念吗？
And how people worshiped then shaped everything about their belief.
所以呢，如何来敬拜呢？就塑造了我们的信仰，我们的相信。
Shaped their view of what the church should look like.
所以呢，也塑造了就是。形成了他们思想中觉得教会应该是什么样的一个观念
，and
同时
both
同两方呢
，had dangers
两方其实都有危险。
For the normative approach，
对这种第一种这个标准化的原则的敬拜。
And again, let me see the hands for normative approach。
刚才我们都说我们是标准化敬拜的。
The danger, one danger，
其中的一种危险就是
it can if it's taken to an extreme。
如果被用到极限，用到走极端的话
，focus very much on what I like，
就会专注在说我喜欢什么
，what kind of worship pleases me，
那什么样的敬拜可以让我开心？
Rather than
我喜欢什么样的敬拜
？Worship is about God，
而不是问说敬拜是在乎神
，and what He likes，
那神喜欢什么
？And as Calvin would have said，
就像加尔文说的
，Where's the best place to find out what God likes？
到哪里是找到说神最喜欢什么呢
？The Bible，
就是圣经，你就找到。
So that on a guide how we worship is that tells us what he likes。
因为那个圣经就会告诉最好的指南，告诉我们应该如何来敬拜。
The danger with the regulative。
但是呢，对于第二种这种叫做规范性原则的敬拜呢
，misuse，
而是就是误用
，is to。Limit everything to the exact forms that were used in scripture.
就是把每件事情呢都是限制在圣经里边所写的这种形式里边。
And this really does have the reason I decided I wanted to spend a little time on these two words. It has a very practical impact on how we view worship.
这两个词语呢，我们花时间来看，是因为会影响我们怎么样来看待敬拜。
In one approach,
一种方式就是
we must do nothing in our worship service that is not directly does not directly come out of scripture.
一种方式就是我们在敬拜的时候不应该去做任何 不是直接从圣经来的这样的东西。
Now, let me just ask you.
让我问大家。
Can you think of anything we do in worship, in our services, that would violate that regulative principle?
我们在敬拜中所做的有没有什么就是违反了就第二种这种规范原则？
I would say that benediction, I did not see any Bible.
Okay.
Benediction part.
Okay.
就是说最后我们有个祝祷嘛，在圣经上那圣经上是没有这个祝祷的部分的。
Let me give some other examples and I'll come back to that.
另外一个我想到的例子就是
I'm going to do what I don't like to do in a class.
我要去做我在我其实在课堂。
Probably whatever you answer, I'm going to argue against your answer.
你因为呢，我现在要做的就是，你不管说什么，我会给你一个相反的观点，不是我不
你
反驳，不是因为你错的。
But I want you to see how complicated making decisions about worship can be.
我就让你知道说，我这样做的就是一个示范，就让你明白。做一个关于敬拜的一个决定，有时候会变得很复杂。
Not for the sake of discouraging you.
不是为了我，如果跟你的观点不同，不是为了让你沮丧，而是
Most of us instinctively think my way of worshiping is the right way.
因为我们本能的想法就是，我认为对敬拜的理解方式是一个正确的方式。
And one thing I'd like for you to walk away is realizing that worship that absolutely annoys me may be perfectly legitimate.
我就想让大家明白的就是你到一个敬拜里面让你觉得很受不了的或者很让你头晕脑胀的让你很受不了的可能是一个很合法的敬拜。
Few black and white answers there are from this. Okay, you had an example.
嗯，你用英文讲。Yeah, he said maybe not for the, 他说在说 normally, he said before the Bible said we use theworship God in spirit and in truth. Why we have to use anything like have to relate to the Bible verse? I think say is so you are for the normative, right?
Right.
So say is for normative.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
他就是说，他讲了刚才这个例子呢，是应用的是支持这个叫做规标准原则的。
Let me give you.And I'm using Calvin as the representative here.
那我在那要给你就好像辩论说一个好的例子。
Let me give you Calvin's answer to the benediction.
我要来回应，就是说加尔文是怎么样来回应这个祝祷的这个
He would say,
他的观点。加尔文会说
，The benediction is perfectly biblical.
他说祝祷是完全符合圣经的。
We have it in Numbers. There's a benediction.
因为在民数记里面有这个。
May the Lord bless you. Okay.
说愿神祝福耶和华赐福你。眼光用眼光照你。
We have them in the Psalms.
我们在诗篇里面也有这个祝祷。
We have them at the end of most of Paul's letters.
在保罗的最后的书信里面都有这个祝祷。
And、
就是、
so he would say this.
他会这样说，加尔文会这样说。
The benediction is biblical.
他说这个祝祷是符合圣经的。
But it must not be.
但是不能是。
Our own kind of casual.Benediction. It must be the words of Scripture.
不能是我们这样的日常的，就是我们随，就是好像我们日常用语的这样一个祝祷，必须是出自圣经的。
But you're actually very close in the order of worship to something we do that absolutely would violate the regulative principle.
但是你也会到里边就会违背了这个他所那个加尔文所倡导的这个标准原则，不是叫另外原则。
Calvin would say.
加尔文会说。
Where in the Bible does it say to have visitors stand up and introduce themselves?
他在圣经上哪里说大家都要站起来
？James says,
就是要。
I'm not saying this, by the way. I'm quoting Calvin.
雅各，我不是我说的，是加尔文说的。
He doesn't know he said it, but.
很大。
James says, don't be honoring individuals.
他说为什么是要一个祝祷的人站在台上？他说因为雅各说不要说。就是专门尊重一个人。
Don't be giving special honor and recognition. We're all just equal.
因为雅各说不要给人就是轻看这个或者重看那个，我们都是一样的。
And if you want to know who that new person is,
你要想知道那个新来的人是谁
，talk to him after service.
你让他去跟一个人谈。
So in other words, the regulative principle would say we don't do that because it's not commanded in Scripture.
那个规范原则的，他们就说我们之所以不这样做，因为圣经上没有吩咐，没有教导，
you see,
没有命令。
You understand what it looks like for them? For that?
所以你知道对他们来讲就看得像什么？
The danger for the regulative principle.
所以呢，对这个规范原则应用的一个危险就是
is we can often end up, I am going to come to spiritual.
然后就会他们最后的危险在
We can often begin to limit ourselves to doing it the way they did it in the Bible, rather than the principle that's in the Bible.
我们最后就危险就在于，你只是做了这个外在的形式，你按照那个方式来做，但是你却没有抓住里边的精义，就是这个原则的东西，你错失了。
There is a lot that happens in New Testament worship that did not happen in Old Testament.
你要知道，在新约里边发生很多敬拜，在旧约里是没有发生的，他们没有那样做的。
Worship, the form of worship changed over time.
敬拜的这个方式，这种风格，这种形式呢，是跟着时间是有改变的。
And Luther and those who followed his train of thought,
那个路德和后边跟随他的这种想法的人
would say,
他们会说
and it continues to change.
你看他那历史上在不断的改变的。
Because,
因为呢
Our culture changes, we change.
因为呢，文化有改变，我们也有改变。
And so, as long as we are worshiping in spirit and in truth,
只要我们是在用心灵和诚实来敬拜，
we are free to make those changes in our practice.
我们就可以在我们的实行中呢，有这种自由，可以做这些改变。
Those who go back to the regulative principle.
然后我们再回到刚才讲的这个叫规范原则
would say
规范坚持规范原则的人会说
that verse has nothing to do with it
那个用心灵和诚实跟这个敬拜这个没有什么关系
their answer to you would be
所以他们对你的那个刚才说用心灵和诚实敬拜不一定都从这个经文里出来的为什么
Jesus is saying
因为耶稣说
that we will worship in and they would say the spirit
圣经上说耶稣说我们要用心灵和诚实他那个英文是那个灵那个灵是圣灵
and in truth
还有在真理
and where do we get that truth
那我们从哪里得到真理呢
from the scripture
是从圣经里
therefore they would say
所以
you just proved we are right
你刚刚证明我们是正确的一定要从圣经里来
I'm not going to try to sway you one direction or another.
我不是说要把你们让你们相信同意这个或者同意你，我只是给你这样一个辩论，给你说这种复杂程度。
I personally have actually over the years moved what I think about this.
我在这么多年，其实我自己的观念也是有一个不断的有一个改变。
And have settled to where at least at this point I am comfortable.
起码到了现在呢，我就是比较能够接受、比较安逸的事。
But it is important to tell you.
但是对你们来讲，知道我的观点也不重要。
But what I do want you to understand.
但是我想要大家明白的是。
How many of you have ever sat in a service?
你多少人就曾经参加一个崇拜
？Not here, of course.
当然不是在我们教会。
Not here, of course. And thought.
而是觉得说。
Why are you doing this?
他们为什么要这么做呢
？Anybody？
有没有
？Am I the only one？
有好几位举手。
Or I don't like that。
或者你说，哎，我真是不喜欢。
No, okay. Some of you are very accepting of everything.
有我们有的人就什么都很接受。
I have often sat in services and asked both those questions.
我常常坐在这个敬拜的时候，我就在想这些问题。
And although the leaders probably would not have used these terms, this is what's guiding them.
当然这个带领的人他可能不会用这两个词什么规范性原则性还有叫什么标准原则来说这是他们的原则敬拜原则
We must do only what is commanded in scripture
他们不会说哦我们或者是只做圣经上所教导的
Or
或者
we are free to do whatever we choose as long as it's not forbidden
或者我们就是去只要圣经上不禁止的，我们都可以去做，即使他们不会说这样子陈述他们的原则。
Do I think what?
Who's it? I don't know.
他说亚萨。
The one that puts forth his hand to steady the ark.
There's nothing to say, so I don't think. He was a strike, right?
Pardon?
Oh, the R 和 Lisa.
Yeah.
给我的 strike, when David put on that.就是讲那个被耶和华击杀的乌撒，他说，他问说那乌撒是不是个利未人
？Yeah, but even a Levite was not allowed to touch.
就是即使是利未人也不能去。
No one allowed to touch.
Just the poles, 那个。
Yeah, only the poles. That's the purpose of the poles. One of the big arguments for the regulative principle.
所以呢，对于这个规范原则的一个，他们所说的就是一个争论就是。
Is examples like that.
就是像说那个乌撒的，就是说他好心嘛，结果他去服这个约柜。
Where God punished so severely.
神对他是，你看击杀了乌撒，那个惩罚是很严重的。
Anything that violated his instructions for worship.
就是违背了神对这个敬拜的，这个字就是吩咐。他最后对乌撒的这个后果是很严重的。
Many people today will say, "Ah, but we live in a different covenant."
但是今天很多人说我们现在是新约时代。
And in the new covenant, that doesn't apply.
这个新约这个原则不适合新约的时代。
And this morning, I read in my devotions early.
今天早晨呢，我读我的灵修。
In Hebrews.
在希伯来书。
Chapter 12.
第十二章。
Where the writer describes the old covenant.
然后这个希伯来书的作者描述旧约。
And listen, and in fact, I don't want you to look it up. I want you to hear these words.
我想你大家来仔细的听这些话。
Because I want you to hear the impact of this.
我想听你这个。
And then you can look it up. I'm
然后你接着你可以自己看。
Pull something over on you here, but.He says, "You've not come to something that can be touched."
你们原不是来到那能摸的。
A blazing fire and darkness and gloom and a tempest.
能摸的山，此山有火焰、密云、黑暗、暴风。
The sound of a trumpet and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that no further messages be spoken.
脚声与说话的声音，那些听见这声音的都求不要再向他们说话。
Verse 21, indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, "I tremble with fear."
所见的极其可怕，甚至摩西说，我甚是恐惧
战惊。Up to that point,
到这一点上
we can, and I want you to see how serious God sees our worship.
所以我们的倾向，我想让大家看到神对我们的敬拜看得多严多重要多严肃。
We tend to read that much.
我们就读到这些
and say yes back then.
我们就会说，哎呀，那个
wow, they had to be careful.
在那个时候，在他们的时代
they were coming into the presence of a God who thunders and will strike them down if they touch the mountain.
他们可得小心了，因为他们到了这个神面前，就是有这个雷声啊。如果他们摸山，他们就会被击杀。
And we say,
但是我们就说，还好
we don't live there.
很好，还好我没活在那个时代。
And then he says,
接着呢，下边说什么
？But you have come.
你们乃是来到锡安山
，to Mount Zion.
永生
神的诚意 to the city of the living God,
永生神的诚意
the heavenly Jerusalem,
就是天上的耶路撒冷
countless angels in festal gathering,
那里有千万的天使有弥
撒 to the assembly of the firstborn,
天上诸长子智慧所共聚的
to God the judge of all,
有审判众人的神
to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant,
和被成全之人的灵魂，并新约的中
保耶稣。To sprinkle blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
以及所洒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
See that you do not refuse him that speaketh.
所以呢，你们要谨慎，不可弃绝他向你们说话的。
For they did not escape.
因为那些弃绝在地上警戒
他们。How much less will we escape?
尚且不能陶醉，何况我们这违背那
？The writer of Hebrews says the opposite of what we say.
希伯来书的作者写的就是我们，通常我们跟我们所想象的正好相反。
We say.
我们说。
Wow, God was really strict back then.
神在这个旧约时可是可严厉了。
It's nice that things are more relaxed now.
哦，到现在呢，我们很多事情都可以放松，可以放松一下。
The writer of Hebrews says.
希伯来书的作者说
，Wow, things were really strict back then.
那个时候啊，可真是旧约时候很
严厉了。And now the holy place has been opened to us.
现在呢，这个圣洁的地方，圣洁之地已经向我们展开了。
We better be careful.
我们最好
now,
要小心，要谨慎。
I
我不是让大家害怕。
This is not to make you afraid of worship.
不是让你们害怕敬拜。
It is to say.
而是说
understand the incredible privilege we have.
你要了解我们所有的巨大的这个权益，这种荣幸。
To worship.
就是来敬拜这样
的荣幸。The writer of Hebrews is saying.
希伯来书的作者说
They had to stand back and look at the mountain.
他们要离那个山远远的在观看那个山。
And it was frightening.
他们是很害怕的。
The whole ground shook.
然后那个地都震动。
And then he says,
然后接着这个作者说
It's still just as frightening.
还是像那样的。
It's still just as powerful.
还是那么有力，那样的可怕。
But God has said,
但是神已经说了。
Through the blood of Christ, I welcome you in.
因着耶稣基督的血，我欢迎你进到我面前。
But do you understand that being welcomed in doesn't erase the awe and wonder?
但是这个欢迎你进来，并不是就是抹除了那种敬赞叹敬畏。
When you're invited into the White House,
当你被邀请去白宫的时候
，you don't say, "Ah, must not be anything special if I'm invited."
然后你会觉得说，哎，我就被邀请到白宫，这也没啥特别的。
You say, "Wow."
你会说，哇。
This is amazing. I've been invited into this special place.
我被邀请进入这个很特别的地方。
And you see it with awe and wonder and gratitude for the privilege.
你是赞叹敬畏，然后有一个感恩的心。
And it seems to me the writer of Hebrews wants us to say when we walk into worship.
所以呢，希伯来书的作者，我觉得他想说，当我们进到敬拜的时候。
For hundreds of years.
就是几百年上千年的时间
no one is allowed to do this.
没有人可以进到神面前只有大祭司
Only the high priest once a day, or once a year, sorry.
只有这个大祭司一年一次可以进到神的面前
you and I are invited.
但是你和我每个星期都被邀请进到这个大祭司一年一次能进的地方
It is just as awesome now as it was then.
就像那个时候那种令人敬畏赞叹现在也同样是
It is still as amazing now as it was then.
就像那时候令人惊奇现在也同样的令人惊奇
And so we should enter with awe and wonder.
所以我们要谨慎带着赞叹敬畏进到神的面前
Gratitude.
然后带着这种巨大的感恩
I'm allowed.
我竟然被允许
to read God himself.
可以自己亲自的来读神的话语
I can sing these hymns
我可以唱这些赞美诗
All the things that are part of our worship
这所有的我们敬拜的每一部分
happen because God has broken down the wall that separates
而是就是因为神已经把在我们中间隔断的墙给拆毁了
He has welcomed us in
他邀请我们进到他面前
And to me, what ties together these two?
让这些把这些连在一起的这个，不管是标准原则还是规范原则
practice in each case.
他们在不同的情况下是不同的这种运方式。
But properly understood.
但是如果你很正确的来，就是合意的来了解的话
，they are both saying.
他们都说的是
，we are invited into God's very worship.
我们在敬拜中被神邀请到神的面前
Let's wonder.
让我们带着敬畏和这种赞叹的心来到你面前
I have to go. Let's pray.
那我必须得结束了
Dear God, thank you that we can be your presence.
亲爱的主谢谢你我们可以来到你的面前
Thank you that you invite us into worship.
谢谢你邀请我们来到在敬拜中邀请我们来到你面前
Help us today.
今天帮助我们让我们寻求你
In our music, in the message, in
不管是音乐是敬拜还是祷告 我们能够真正的来敬拜你我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名求
Amen. Amen.